So preparing witnesses. Nothing could be more important to winning your case. And the most important thing, the absolute most important thing in the goal, and it's true, it sort of pervades all aspects of life in many ways, is how do you put the witness in control? And that might sound a little counterintuitive. It certainly does to a lot of witnesses. But how do you put the witness in control in a deposition? They must be in control to be effective. They absolutely have to be. Think about every aspect of our lives. For us to be effective in everything we do, we have to be in control. For us to be credible, for us to be believable, we have to be in control. And as I know you all appreciate, fully appreciate, that's our stock in trade. The truth-finding mission of the adversarial process, it's all about credibility, whether it's with a judge, with a jury, in every aspect of it. It took me about 20 years to figure that out, that is the absolute, and it's a visceral, and it's an emotional thing. How do you make your witnesses credible? How do you make them trustworthy? How do you make them believable? Now, interestingly, I almost think about it ironically, but that's the wrong way to think about it. Interestingly, and it makes a lot of sense, is our legal system is set up in a way to try to convince the witness that they're not in control. Think about the way we go about this. The judge sits up on high. The judge has all the accoutrements and of power and control and influence. The witness is put down below the judge. The witness has to turn around as a supplicant to the judge.